Hey folks, welcome to Music Wednesday's Zora Turner. Today I'm going to be going through the Grammys and the Oscars. I'm going to be addressing all of the venue, the nominations, my predictions, and everything. So I hope you enjoy. So right now we're going to basically go through all of my prediction, my personal preferences, and then we're going to get to the winners and compare if I was right or not. So the first category we have here is Record of the Year. Now my personal preference was Happier Than Ever, and who I thought would win was Happier Than Ever. But Record of the Year was taken by Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic. And I personally think that those two guys are amazing. They're really good at their craft. But I think the Grammys are biased to them. Obviously. Because Bruno Mars has such a great history with the Grammys. I definitely saw this one coming. Now we have Album of the Year. My personal preferences were Happier Than Ever, Evermore, and Sour. Now, as I said before, I definitely thought that Evermore was not gonna win. There is no way in chance that the Grammys are going to let her have an award that has only been, you know, won by female artists once. So yeah, this was pretty obvious that Evermore was not gonna win, and who I thought would win was Sour. Now the award went to John Batiste, and I personally did not see this one coming, because Album of the Year is one of the main categories. I didn't think it would be won by him, because I personally thought of him as an artist. Though I've never listened to his music or know his history with the Grammys, he always felt to me like an artist the Grammys would ignore, regardless of his musical talent. But yeah, this was pretty unexpected. Next up, we have Song of the Year. My personal preference was Driver's License, and who I thought would win was also Driver's License. But the award was snatched by, again, Silk Sonic. And the same thing again. They are biased, though the guards are amazing. But I personally think that they should have given Olivia at least one of the main categories. At least one. Because it's just disrespectful at this point. Sour was the biggest album of 2021. The most successful one. And it was, I have to say, one of the best albums of the year. And I thought Olivia would get the same treatment as Billie Eilish. I guess not. Because Billie Eilish swooped like 7 awards, I think, from her night at the Grammys 2020. And it's just weird seeing the Grammys treating a newcomer like this after how they treated Billie. So next up, we have Best Pop Vocal Album. My personal preference was Positions, obviously, because of Ariana Grande being the best vocalist of this generation. I wouldn't say the best, but I would say one of the best. And who I thought would win was Sour. And I was right. Sour swooped in and took the Best Pop Vocal Album award. Now we have Best Pop Duo Group Performance. As I'm reading my previous list right now, I just wrote IDK under personal preference because there were none of the collabs that I absolutely loved, and the nominees were I Get a Kick Out of You by Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Not My Type, Lonely, Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco, Nope, Butter, BTS. I wouldn't say it was BTS's best song. That's probably why I didn't like it. But next up we have Higher Power, Coldplay. Coldplay, for me, you know, ran out after a long time. So I don't listen to Coldplay's music nowadays. I listen to some of the singles. The collab with BTS, it was good, but this song, I don't think it's one of their best. And Kiss Me More, Doja Cat and SZA. I mean, it's a great song, but it's really not my type. So I didn't know what my personal preference was at the time. Right now, same. Who I thought would win was Butter by BTS. I guess not. And I don't understand why aren't they giving K-pop bands Grammys? Because they make, you know, one of the best music out there. So why not? Though I'm not a BTS supporter, I've only listened to a few of their songs, but the mistreatment of K-pop bands is really, really bad. And who won the Best Pop Duo Group Performance was Doja Cat herself, and SZA, of course. It was her first ever Grammy win, and I am really, really shocked that this was her first one, because I thought she won at least one award at the 2020 Grammys, obviously because of the viral hit Say So and more singles to come, but it was really, really surprising. And after I found out that Doja didn't win a single Grammy, I just lost hope. I was like, she is not going to win this. I already know. But I'm really surprised. Now we have Best Pop Solo Performance. My personal preference was Happier Than Ever, Driver's License, and Positions. Who I thought would win was Driver's License. And I was right yet again. We have Best New Artist. My personal preference was obviously Phineas and Olivia. Who I thought would win was Olivia, and I was right yet again. Now we are finalizing all of the nominations and the winners with the Best Music Video. My personal preference was Happier Than Ever because it had such a deep meaning to it and I loved it. Montero, obviously, because of the visuals. The CGI was amazing, loved the whole concept. The person who won was, again, John Batiste with Freedom. Now, I have not seen this music video. I have, you know, looked at clips of it. I personally don't think it's a really flattering music video. I think Lil Nas X should have won, or at least Billy. And it also would have been alright if they gave Olivia that award. And I just want to ask, whoever made the nomination, why would you put Peaches on there? Peaches has a really, really bland concept. The three guys are just driving in a car, and the other scene It's like them walking down a hallway or something with peaches written in the background. Why would you nominate that when we had some great music videos in there? And I'm surprised they didn't include Doja Cat. Doja Cat has the best music videos, I have to say. And Taylor Swift, obviously. Now let's go straight into the Oscar win for Best Original Song. Now the nominees were Dos Oruguitas, greatly deserved, Be Alive, No Time to Die, Somehow You Do, and Down to Joy. Now I love Dos Oruguitas, I think it's beautiful. For Be Alive, I personally don't like songs that don't have a hook on it or a chorus on it, because it just feels like this never ending, you know, river of verses. And I personally don't like that. That's why I would personally would not choose Be Alive to be the winner. But I have to say the performance was amazing. The riffs and runs were also amazing. We have No Time to Die, which actually won. I am, you know, so excited because it was greatly deserved. I feel like it was a strong tie between Dos Oruguitas and No Time to Die. But I already knew No Time to Die was gonna get the award. Because, hey, when are they going to appreciate different cultural backgrounds? Now let's talk about the performances. I already talked about the We Didn't Talk About Bruno performance last week. So I'll link the episode down below, go check that out. The No Time to Die performance was great. She put it a key up and I think it was a really great step considering she's about to go into the next era after the tour, obviously. And I loved it. For Beyoncé's performance, I loved the whole green aesthetic. I loved her dress. I loved the riffs and runs. The song was a little bit off for me, but that's all right. The performer makes up for it. And I loved it. Dos Oruguitas, a banger already. You know, I loved the aesthetics with flowers and all. Loved it. And we haven't even talked about the Grammy performances. So Olivia's was great. She performed really, really well. And for Peaches, let's talk about that. He tried to make, you know, a really dumb song. You know, he tried playing the piano with it. Guess what? It didn't work. The first like intro type of the song he did with a piano only, and then the music started playing and then he just performed it normally. Like, why didn't you do that in the first half? I have to say with the piano it was way worse. And I don't like Daniel Caesar's voice. Yvian is not at his best in this song. I personally hate this song to my core. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak performed Uptown Funk. That was unexpected. Though I knew that they performed Leave the Door Open at the last year's Grammys, and I knew they weren't doing it again. So Uptown Funk was actually a surprise, and it was a solid performance. We have BTS. Now, I'm not sure what I think about this whole aesthetic. I don't necessarily love it. And I don't like that this one member, who I think is the most, you know, underrated member of the group, is like on the side, you know, singing the same part while the other BTS guys or dancing. Like, why? The Grammy performance was also amazing. I loved that Billy paid tribute to the Foo Fighters drummer, Taylor Hawkins. And I overall loved the performance. Lady Gaga, obviously, I loved her dress, actually. The performance was kind of a roller coaster. Didn't necessarily love it, but it was all right. And we obviously have to talk about the fact that they didn't put Lata Mangeshkar in the Oscars, you know, in memoriam thing. And the Grammys, I personally knew that the Grammys wouldn't do that. Like, why would they accept that? But yeah. But the Oscars, I have to say, I'm disappointed. She was a legend. She, you know, really gave playback singers the light that they deserved in Bollywood. So if they can't appreciate that, what more can I say? So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please be sure to follow, favorite, or subscribe according to your listening platform so you can get more episodes like this. If you're on Spotify, please be sure to turn on the notifications, follow my podcast, and comment on the statement down below. And I published the episode late today because I wanted to wait for Familia to drop. I thought I could, you know, submerge the Grammys, the Oscars, and Familia into one episode. That didn't happen. But yeah, I'm going to be making an episode on Familia next week. So stay tuned for that. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Wednesday.